This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Healthcare reform depends on young people. They're comparatively healthy, so their payments in help subsidize the system. Yet when they do need healthcare, they may need it desperately. Over the last year, the push was on to get younger people to sign up through the new healthcare exchanges. But as Michigan Radio's Sarah Alvarez reports, many young adults who were still in foster care after turning 18 were left behind.
One of the big selling points of Obamacare is that until age 26, folks can hitch a ride on their parents' health care plans. Kimberly Waller is a foster care researcher at the University of Michigan.
Advocates started realizing, well, hey, what happens when the state's your parent?
When the state's your parent, you should now be able to get on their plan. That's Medicaid until age 26. I say should because states don't have to do any outreach about this. Waller says many young people who've left foster care have no idea they're eligible.
A right is only empowering if you know about it.
And knowing about it is totally different than getting it. Camille Tynes was in foster care in Michigan. She's 23 now and in college. Tynes is good at navigating the ins and outs of government programs. But even for her, the process has been confusing.
I initially applied through, the Market Healthcare something website?
That would be healthcare.gov. Every state has its own sign-up process. In Michigan, former foster youth need to apply for healthcare through the agency that runs foster care. So, Tynes tried again.
I was told how you mentioned that you were in the foster care system and that you aged out. I got denied.
She's not really sure why that happened, because she does qualify. Tynes just wants to go to the doctor and not rack up debt to do it. Kids coming out of the foster system have lots more chronic health problems than others their age.
Like, it's been almost 2 years.
Since you've been to the doctor?
Yeah. it's called prayer insurance. Like, Jesus, protect me, keep me, you know I don't got time to get sick.
In Michigan, foster care advocates are working to draw attention to glitches in the sign-up process. For her part, Tynes needed help moving her application along. When she finally got some from a mentor, it made a difference. She's now insured.
Finally! I got my card last week. Like, yes, look what I got!
Tynes has already made her first doctor's appointment. In Ann Arbor, I'm Sarah Alvarez for Marketplace.